Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I came across a quote, "Everyone is a friend for each stage of life, but only the lucky ones have the same friend for all stages of life." I think this is important. Because there's something about history and friendships that is incredibly rewarding and actually really nice to have in a lot of ways. I have a group of friends, there's four of us, that go back to literally when I was born. Our parents were friends growing up. We've maintained contact through the years. And when we get together, it's like no time has passed at all. And I'm very lucky to have these people in my life. And these are people that would do anything and do anything in the world for me. Whatever I need, I know I can count on them. They're incredible. Right? And there's this history that we share that we know. And whenever we get together, there's stories, there's you know, just rekindling things. And it's always a wonderful thing. But the key to this whole thing is maintaining contact. Right? And I'm also lucky in that there's a group of people that I went to middle school and high school with. That I still keep in contact with. And it's the same thing. And then I've got a group of people, a fairly big group of people that I went to college with that I still keep in touch with on a regular basis. And then there's people that I've known since college that I've met through my children and that I've met professionally. And I've been able to maintain contact with them all the way through. And so now I've got this incredible group of friends. And I would say that I am probably the luckiest person I know when it comes to friendships because I've got just amazing relationships with people. And I'm not saying I'm the greatest guy in the world. That's not what it is. But one of the things that I do is I make sure that I keep in touch with people. And keeping in touch with people doesn't mean calling them on a daily or weekly basis. There can be months that go by before I reach out to any of them, but very rarely do 6 months go by without me reaching out. And when I'm in town and when I'm around them, I will always reach out and talk to them and hopefully get together. And I try to make it a point just to stay in contact. And in the world of social media, it becomes a lot easier, but social media is not necessarily the answer. Sometimes it needs to be a one-on-one conversation. Sometimes it needs to be getting together going out and having a meal together, going out and having a good time and swapping stories and just coming together is so critically important. But they always say that the happiest people in the world are those with the greatest relationships. And if you want to have great relationships, you have to maintain those relationships because plenty of people are going to come in and out of your life and you're going to have these friends for stages. But the key is keeping them beyond those stages so that they become a permanent part of your life. And if you can do that, in the end, I would argue that you'll be a much happier person because you have those relationships and you have that history. And it's incredibly rewarding when you do come together. So think about those friends that you have and think about those people that you haven't spoken to for a while and just use this as a wake-up call. Pick up the phone, send a text, send an email, reach out or you know, make plans to go see them, but don't let these old friendships fall by the wayside because it's so difficult to find wonderful people that you can have lifelong relationships with. And if you have people like that and you're not kindling those relationships, you're making a big mistake. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, find those people that you haven't spoken to for a while. Just identify who they are. Pick up the phone and call them. Make plans, but don't allow wonderful friendships to fall by the wayside and don't take them for granted. Remember, the happiest people are those that have the greatest relationships. make sure you do what you can to kindle those relationships and keep them alive over the long term.